Okay, we started yesterday. Mitzvah of Kuf Nun Gimel, page 13. The Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Page 13, Prakat Chavav. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel. Hichet Zivonu L'Kadesh Chodoshim, Rishonim. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Right, today we have a calendar, so we don't have it. But Zman Chazal, there were Edim who saw the moon, and they came, and they... Which is Yivanu Kaddish Chodoshim V'shonim, the Zohar mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh. Who Amr Yitzala HaChodesh HaZeh Hashem Rosh Chodoshim. The Eidus HaChodesh is toloi in the people. Kolom Hashem Mitzvah Zoh Eina Mesur L'chol Ish V'Ish Kibol Shabbos Bereishu So Kol Ish Yimne Shisha Yom V'Ishbos B'Shvik Shira Kol Ish Ish Kem Halvon Ish Yikva Yom Rosh Chodesh. But he says Mitzvah Zoh Lo Yaseh Oso L'Olam First Word on L'Olam El Bez Nagod Dolvad Uv Eretz Yisrael Levad. In other words, you need Beis Din HaGadol. You need the Sanhedrin. And if you don't have the Sanhedrin, then the whole thing flops. You don't have Kiddush HaChodesh. Chaybod La'Riya Etzleinu Hayom Be'Header Beis Din HaGadol. Botla, meaning the whole concept of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Riya does not apply B'Zman Hazeh. Be'he'oder, what's he'oder mean? Because we're lacking. Oder means lacking. On page 14, first word to learn line is lachein botla. Lachein botla. B'chotlo ha'riya etzleinu hayom ba'oder be'ezin ha'godlo. K'mo she'botol ha'krovos ha'korbonos be'oder ha'mikdash. He says, just like when there's no beis ha'mikdash, there's no korbonos, so too, when there's no be'ezin ha'godlo, there's no Sanhedrin, there's also no Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's the Rambam. In other words, so you need a Sanhedrin to be around in order to have Kiddush HaChodesh. So if you look in the Ramban, you see the Rambam has the Sefer Mitzvahs, and then on the side, the Ramban has a commentary. You see how Ramban on the side, on the left side. And then on the right side is a parish called the Megillas Esther. And the Megillas Esther is usually to defend the Rambam from the Ramban's complaints on the Rambam, the Rambam's kashas, on the Ramban's kashas on the Rambam. So you look at the bottom arrow on the right side, that bottom arrow there where the bracket is by the Aleph. Hine dover boruhu v'yaduhu shebez nagodol batel me'eretz Yisrael. Feel kodem achurban. In other words, the Beis Din HaGadol already was batel even before the churban. Ratzalomer shelo haya behem Beis Din HaGadol k'mo she'amru perkamida me'avodah zarah. Arba'im shana ad shelo chorav habayis golso Sanhedrin v'yashlov mechanus. In other words, so 40 years before the churban by Sheni. So we said, we were talking about that the Beis Din HaGadol had 10 different places that it was. First it was in the Beis HaMikdash L'Sach HaGozis, then it went to a storefront, and then Yavne and Feri, all the different places. So the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam is that L'Choro, you want to tell me that you need Kiddush HaChodesh, you need the Beis Din HaGadol, But Lachor, the Bezna Gadol was already dysfunctional 40 years before the Chorban, when it was no longer in the Lishkas HaGazis, and they still had Kiddush HaChodesh even till after the Chorban. So don't you see from there that you don't really need the Bezna Gadol for Kiddush HaChodesh? That's his kasha. Let's read it again. V'nei domer bor v'yadua shu shebezna gadol batel be'eretz Yisrael fil kodem achurban ratzaloma shelo hoya behem din bezna gadol kumo shomru perkamed me'avadazor arboim shona ad shelochorev abayis goso sanhedrin v'yoshov lo b'chonos v'may hilchus lomar shelo donu din nefashos came the chazur nefishu lehu rotzchim omru mutav nigla mimokum d'chsiv asis al pi adover shegidu cha ben amokum ahu eshevcha Hashem laman shamokum goren. Whereas, in other words, what did the Gemara say? That if the Sanhedrin, the Iker Sanhedrin is the people, the Sanhedrin of 70, right? And that was the Lishkos HaGozes. So then that was in the Lishkos HaGozes, then the other Batei Dinim of 23, which were Noeg Din HaFashos, had the power to be Dan Din HaFashos. But if the Iker, the main Sanhedrin, wasn't in its original place, so then the satellites, that have the 23, they could not be Dan Din HaFashos. And he couldn't have a Zokin Mamre. Even though they were in another mokum, not in Lishkas HaGozes, and the Zaken Mamre, you know, paskin against when the Sanhedrin was not in its place, then it's not a din Zaken Mamre.
Comes of Lisa Lamokum, Lamish and Mokum Gorin, Koshuke Lachar Gorban. And certainly after the Churban, there was no Sanhedrin. And look at the bottom line in the middle. May also Shah Botlu Kol Adina Matulim Vezna Golo. Imkain Lo Yucholim. Next page. The Kaddish Al Pi Ariyah. Bisman Arbaim Shana Kodar Churban.
In other words, he says, the Rambam Shita is that you need a Sanhedrin. In other words, not necessarily that the Sanhedrin was going to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, but the Sanhedrin, when they were in their place, then other Batei Dinim could be Mekadesh to Chodesh. Right? But the Sanhedrin had to be there. But the Ramban's kasha is that the Sanhedrin already was not in its place 40 years before, and it was still Mekadesh al Pi Ra'iya till even after the Churban. So don't you see from there that the Rambam is mistaken, that you don't need the Sanhedrin to be a viable body in order to be Mekadesh to Chodesh, because they were continuing having Kiddush al Pi Ra'iya even after the Sanhedrin was Gola. So that's his kasha. So therefore, the Ramban says that the Rambam can't be correct. Let's see. The first Mishnah in the Masechta, right? The first Mishnah in the Masechta tells you all the halachas of the different batei dinim, right? When you need three, right. So he says here. Yeah, one second. Ibra Hachodesh Bishlosha. Ibra Hashana Bishlosha. Shlosha Masil Mahamisha Nosim Gomin Bishiva. So you had a Bezdin that was Mekadosh Chodesh, even a Bezdin of what? A Bezdin of three. Right? There's, when the Rambam says that you need a Sanhedrin for Kiddush Chodesh, doesn't mean that the Sanhedrin was, you have to go to the Sanhedrin to Mekadosh Chodesh. It means that you go to a Bezdin, but the Bezdin only has its capability of Mekadosh Chodesh, even a Bezdin of three, if the Sanhedrin is in its place. Just like a Bezdin of 23 for capital punishment, only if the Sanhedrin is in its place. In other words, the Sanhedrin being in its place gave the efficacy to other batei dinim to fulfill their roles.
Right. From Yerushalayim. So how does that work?
What? Right. Yeah. But not necessarily the Sanhedrin, right?
Sanhedrin based on Yerushalayim.
What? Yeah. Right.
So
they
have to go to
Yerushalayim
and
based
in
Yerushalayim? Yeah. Presumably. Right. So that's what the Rambam sheet is. So the Ramban asks, but how can the Rambam be right? Because we know that once the Bezdin of Yerushalayim, once the Bezdin Sanhedrin was no longer the Lishkas Hagozes, so then we said the din is that there's no Zokin Mamre, and there's no din in the Fashas for all the... So you see from that halacha that the whatever halacha is dependent upon the Sanhedrin, just like by the Fashas, you need a Sanhedrin. It's not like every capital punishment you go to the Sanhedrin. You go to your local Bezdin of 23. But if the Sanhedrin is not there, then the Bezdin of 23 doesn't have its power to be done din in the Fashas. So if you're telling me, the Rambam, that for Kiddush HaChodesh by a Bezdin of three, you need the Sanhedrin, so that means you need the Sanhedrin Bimkomo, just like by Din of Nefashos. And therefore, if the Sanhedrin Shalom Bimkomo, then it shouldn't have the ability, the Dinim of three, that a Mekadosh HaChodesh wouldn't have the ability, just like the Bezdin of 23 doesn't have the ability to Dan Din of Nefashos, because the Sanhedrin is not in its makom. But we see that the Sanhedrin was Gola, 40 years before the Churban, and they were still Mekadosh al pi Re'iya, even to after the Chasimus HaTalmud, so that was after the Churban. So don't you see from here, says the Ramban, that you don't need the Sanhedrin for Kiddush al pi Re'iya. So that's the Ramban Shita. You don't need the Sanhedrin. You need a Bezdin, say in Yerushalayim, wherever. You have a Bezdin of three, and the Sanhedrin doesn't have to exist. The Rambam says you need a Sanhedrin, so how is he going to answer the question? How is he going to answer the Ramban's question about the reality was that they were Mekadosh al Piriya even after the Sanhedrin was no longer in its place. So how's that going to work? So the Megillah says on page 4, right side, Meshaevi Ol Mehida Vodazorah, Shekach Bezna Godel Botel Be'eretz Yisrael, Mem Shana Kod Bachurban, Mokom Oyim Mekadosh al Piriya, and Abai Verova. Right, they were Mekadosh al Piriya until the times of Abai Verova. Right? That was after the Churban, right? Nearly should be Zeha Maimer Lomash Meshabot Kocham, Rakhli Inimash Keskiu, Jolomash Eidoni Dina Poshis. So that's the Megillah Sesta says. That no, the Gemara never says that the Sanhedrin, when it's Gola, is no longer a Sanhedrin. It's still a Sanhedrin. And therefore, if you need a Sanhedrin, you still have a Sanhedrin. And whatever, the only thing that it's relevant for that has to be in its Mokom is for the Dina Poshis. You see, that's how some explain, that's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam sheet is, when the Sanhedrin is Gola, it's still a Sanhedrin. It's just, there's no Dina Fashas anymore. The Ramban learns, once the Sanhedrin is Gola, so then it no longer has the status of a Sanhedrin anymore, and therefore, whatever you would need a Sanhedrin for, you don't have anymore. So if you say you need a, so the Rambam says you need a Sanhedrin for Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's still a Sanhedrin even after it's Golo Mekoma. The only halacha that is deficient, that's lacking, when the Sanhedrin is no longer there, is no one now can be done in a nefashis. No one can be done in a nefashis. And there can't be a Zakim Amri that's also dina nefashis. But the Ramban Shita is that once the Sanhedrin is Shalobim Komo, it's not a Sanhedrin anymore. So Mamela, by the fact that they still were Mekadish to Chodesh, even after the Sanhedrin is Shalobim Komo, you see that what? That you don't need a Sanhedrin for Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's what he writes. Look at the Megillah Sesta. Mashahivi Od Mehid Avod Zorah Shek. Shekoch bez nagol botol meretz Yisrael mem shana kodem achurban mekom mokom yim kachar opi aria ad abai verova nirali shemizeh mamar lo mashma shabotol kocham rachlinim mashitzkiru shulom mashayin dan in din nefashos shem mashma gam kim mashomer lufi shamokom gorim vein amokom ahu gorim rach din in nefashos kumo shepershu sham rashi vatosis aval bashar dvarim shaytulim amokom ahu bekoach. Next page. Hayakayim Kivarishon. No. So that's the story. What? It doesn't sound? Why? Because the Ram, it's still, in other words, the Rambam Shita is that it's only a din legabe din and the fashos that has to be mkomo. So this for Kiddush HaChodesh is not din and the fashos. So therefore, even though it's not mkomo, it still has a din of Sanhedrin.
When
Gaul
is 40 years before, yeah.
What?
I'm saying that the Sanhedrin of the Gaul is 40 years before, but it wasn't gone.
Right. Right, it's according to the Ramban, once it's in the Golos, it's Kilo, it's gone. Because it's and this may, I think maybe he talks about this, Rabbi Dachovsky maybe, but some may maybe point out that this maybe has a relevance where the law of Lo Sosur still applies. We discussed what's the din of Lo Sosur if the Sanhedrin is. So we said the Drash Haran and the Kuzari say Lo Sosur is only when the Sanhedrin is Bimkomo. So maybe that works in well with the sheet of the Ramban. That it's the sheet of the Rambam. Again, according to the Maram Shik, the Lo Sosur is even Shalom Komo, so it works in because the Rambam Shita is that a Sanhedrin, even Shalom Komo, is still a Sanhedrin. It's only one difference, Dinei Nefashos. But according to the Ramban, that once the Sanhedrin is Shalom Mekomo, it's not a Sanhedrin anymore, so it can't function whatever special thing you need Dafka Sanhedrin for. It doesn't function as a Sanhedrin anymore. So if you need a Sanhedrin for Dina Nefashos, you can't do Dina Nefashos. So then if you hold that that Lo Sosser only applies to the Sanhedrin, so then the Din of Lo Sosser won't apply once the Sanhedrin Shalom Mekomo. But that was the discussion we saw in the Meshach Chochma, that the Meshach Chochma says, based on Yerushalmi, that even in Sanhedrin B'Yavne, there's still a din of Lo Sosser. So that would work maybe good with the Rambam, that it still has a din of Sanhedrin, even its Shalom Mekomo. Now, what we're going to see further is the concept of, you know, we'll see. Rav Soloveitchik has a famous idea that the Sanhedrin basically is the representation of Klal Yisrael. That really, to make Kiddush HaChodesh, you really need all of Klal Yisrael to be involved. So you can't take a poll of all of Klal Yisrael, but the Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael. We'll see that in the future shir. But the point being, like we saw in the Rambam, that anything that is Klal Yisrael, anything that has this power of a Sanhedrin, or like anything that was accepted by the Klal, is like the Sanhedrin. So we saw, the Rambam says that the Gemara is like the Sanhedrin, because all of Klal Yisrael accepted the Gemara. But, and then we saw yesterday we saw the Rambam, that if all of the Chachmei Yisrael accept somebody, we give him smicha, even though it broke the chain, right? That was the Chiddush Haram, right? And but then there's a local halacha. Let me show you a Ramah on page 18. Let's start with the Mechaber. He says, "Kol bezdin afilu einam smuchim be'eretz Yisrael. Any bezdin, even if they don't have the official smicha, im roim sha'am prutzim ba'averus, donim bein misa bein momun bein kol didei onesh, afilu ein bedover edus gemura." But there's a concept that bezdin has authority keep law and order, even if they don't have the technical edus. It was this concept of bezin makin v'onshin shalom ben hadin. Because normally, if somebody does an aveira, right, and if you don't have two witnesses, you can't punish him. But say, you know, this guy is a slick guy, so he always knows how to do it. He's doing all the crimes in the world, but he knows how to make sure there are no witnesses around. So there's a concept that Bezdin sometimes could punish without the official edus, because or else the whole community will be hacked, because he says, "But chomas in the dafka gadol hador or tuvei ha'ir shehuchu beis nevelay." So there is a concept in halacha called the Tuvei Ha'ir, or the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir. So what does that mean? It's the community appoints people to be, you know, like someone once called it, it's like a board of directors, so to speak. The Tuvei Ha'ir. In other words, they're in charge of all the what? Going on in the community. And they were picked by the people of the community. So what would Ramos say? The Chayn Don in Chomba, which is too many years, depends on that law. It's an unbelievable thing. See, what's the concept of the Bez Nagodol? The Bez Nagodol is picked by Klal Yisrael. So Bez Nagodol is binding at all of Klal Yisrael. Right? Right? The Talmud Babri, we said, is like all of Klal Yisrael. But you can have a concept of sort of like a Bez Nagodol for your community. That they can pick people who are going to represent the community and enforce the rules of the community. Right? Like, you know, we'll have jurisdiction if they need to sell a shul or things like that. These are the two they have here. So the Rambam says an unbelievable lashon. He says, "Hey, no, the mechalakum should two they are here, but iram kibez nagod." That the two they are here, they don't. It's only for this community, right? But for this community, it's binding on everyone in the community. It was just like there's a concept of a Bezdin for the whole Klal Yisrael, there's a concept of a Sanhedrin for all Klal Yisrael, and Talmud Bavli is all Klal Yisrael. But you can have a Bezdin HaGadol for the whole community. In other words, those are the days that, you see, we don't have it so much today, community. You know, more in Europe, or in, you see, today we have like, what's a community? Your community.
Three blocks.
So you have this shul, and that shul, and the other shul. So it's not like everyone has their. But you have like in Skver, right? They have the. It's a one community. In other words, they have a lot of shuls, but it's all under one rubric. Like my wife said, more in the modern Orthodox world, the only one who really did it in the non-Hasidic world in Elizabeth, New Jersey, you know, like Rabbi Tights. So he built a kehila. So it means like you have five shuls, it's all under him. They have their own shechita, their own school, their own mikvah. It's not just a shul, it's a kehila. So they can appoint the Tuvei Ha'ir to the jurisdiction on the whole, and that's like the Bez Nagodol for that kehila. In Europe, that was very common. There was a kehila in Europe. You know, you had this kehila, that kehila. Yeah, Breuys, I mean, it's not the way it used to be, but like down Bennett Avenue. So it's a kehila, it's a shul, like Rav Goodman said, it's given just a shul alone, you go to Davin, like Goodman said to me, that's like just like a basement minion. So some people have a big basement minion. They have the whole building for their basement. But it's just people come to daven. It's not part of but then you have what's called a kehila, so if Goodman pointed out, so that's, you have a shechita, their own shechita, their own school, and their own mikvah, and their own bezdin, and it's a whole, and so that bezdin, or that board, that's appointed by the people, is like the Bez Nagodol for that, because the concept of Bez Nagodol is, it's appointed by the kehila.
Sure, you have that also in lots of big, like smaller cities. There's kind of,
yeah, yes and no.
Not entirely, because you also then might not have enough people to sit. I'm saying on the level to sit as a basin for two sides.
Practicality.
What?
Right.
Some of it's practicality. If a small town has one mitzvah, it means that they don't have enough to build another mitzvah.
Right.
In Charleston, I'm saying when Rabbi Rudinsky's time, you would say that was a kehila.
They had
a shechita, but they had. I don't think
You're saying Shechita has to be the requirement to make it?
I don't know Shechita, you know, but it's...
They have their own stuff.
It's one organization, so to speak.
Michael Memphis?
No.
Why are you laughing?
I don't think so. So, so that's the idea here, and that's so the power of the Beis Din comes because it comes from the Tzibur. So that's why, that's how the Rambam explained that how come after Talmud Bavli nothing is binding anymore, nothing, because then there was no one body that accepted. Everything. And it was everyone, all of Klal Yisrael accepted the Talmud Bavli. But after that, the Rambam says, everyone went into their little town and they had localized authorities, but not global authorities. So whatever the authority is binding only in that locale, as opposed to the Sanhedrin, that was. And then the question was, when we saw today, did the Sanhedrin have to be in the Mokom to be Sanhedrin? But once it left, no longer. The Rabban Shita is, that we saw today, is that once the Sanhedrin is no longer Belishka Sagozis, so then the whole, as Rav Shach says, the whole power of the Sanhedrin is no longer. The Rambam says, no, that's only for Dinei Nefashos. Everything else it is. And that's why the Rambam says, you need a Sanhedrin for Kiddush HaChodesh, and we had a Sanhedrin. Ah, the Sanhedrin left. But the Rambam Shita is, as Rav Shach pointed out, it's still a Sanhedrin when it's even Shalom.
Oh,
so we're going to have a whole series of packets of that. Like, what is the Shulchan Aruch? Is that the same as the Gemara? Or no? Maybe not everyone accepted. You know, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, everyone accepted the Gemara. No one said that, oh, Gemara is not an authority thing. But not everyone accepted the Shulchan Aruch. Right, so that we have to see. In other words, what right do we have to follow other, like the Rogachover, you know? So when he passes the Shaila, he never quotes the Shulchan Aruch. He won't quote anyone past the Rambam and Nosek Caleb. Because he felt that the Shulchan Aruch is not binding on him. Most of Klal Yisrael accepted the... And then you can go further. What about the Mishnah Berurah? So many people like the Mishnah Berurah, but it wasn't accepted of all Klal Yisrael. Certainly the Chofetz Chaim didn't have that in mind. You know, Well, we discussed yesterday that if one Beis Din depends. If it's a Beis Din that's
like the one that
arguing halacha, so then you could argue it, even if you're not greater. If they're making a takana, then you have to be gobbled with Chofetz Chaim minion.
Like just for your community.
In other words, look, if you have a shul, so obviously you have to follow if you're in the building of the shul, you have to follow the decorum of the shul. But the shul doesn't have a jurisdiction over you to say, and therefore you have to do this and that in your home, right? The shul doesn't have a jurisdiction when you're in the confines of the shul. But if you're in a kehila, so then they can impose that these are the standards that you have to keep when you're living in the community. As opposed to a shul, that whatever rule the shul wants to make, where when you're in the building of the shul, they can make, but they can't tell you how you have to do things in your own home. So that's binding for the people living there. Okay, we'll continue Bez Hashem. And Sunday we'll continue in Hadlokas Neira Shabbos, Bez Hashem. And we'll start Chumash in a couple of minutes.
Okay. So,